Have you ever heard that just by looking at something, you can actually change it? And I'm not talking about like staring down a piece of cake, willing it to be less calories.
Right.
I'm talking about quantum physics,
Okay.
the science of how the universe works at the very smallest level.
Yeah.
And get this,
Yeah.
it might actually have some seriously powerful implications for your life, too.
I'm listening.
Today, we're going deep on this mind-blowing concept, the observer effect.
That's a good one.
So, to kick things off, can you break down what the observer effect even is?
So the observer effect suggests that the act of observation can actually influence the state of a particle at like the quantum level.
Okay.
Imagine a coin spinning.
Got it.
Until you stop it to look, it's both heads and tails at the same time.
Right.
That's kind of like superposition,
Yeah.
where a particle exists in multiple states until, boom, it's observed.
Okay.
Then it collapses into a single state.
So we're not just talking about seeing things with our eyes. We're talking about how focusing our attention can, like, affect reality.
Exactly. Think of it this way. In the quantum world, particles exist as like waves of possibility. When we observe a particle, we're basically forcing it to choose a specific state, kind of collapsing that wave function.
Okay, I think I'm following. But where does our everyday life come into play with all of this?
Well, there's this idea that the principles behind the observer effect, it might extend beyond subatomic particles.
Okay.
It suggests that our thoughts and attention can act like a kind of observation, you know?
Yeah.
It influences the reality we actually experience. Like our focus creates a lens, it magnifies certain possibilities, and then bam, others collapse.
So if I'm stressing about a problem nonstop, am I like feeding it energy and actually making it worse?
It's not quite that simple, to be honest. There's a lot of debate on consciousness and its role in all of this, quantum mechanics.
All right.
But what's really interesting is the idea that where we choose to focus our attention can really influence our perception and even our actions.
So it's less about magical thinking and more about like being mindful of what we spend our energy on.
Exactly.
I like that.
And that's where things like setting clear goals and practicing mindfulness come in. Being intentional with our focus can really influence the probabilities and, you know, shape our reality in a more positive direction.
So this isn't just theoretical physics. We can actually use this. I mean, this is incredibly empowering.
It is. So, to really put this into practice, there are a few key steps. First, get clear about what you want.
Okay.
Don't just vaguely wish for something.
Right.
You have to visualize it in detail, feel the emotions of actually achieving it, almost like you're setting an intention, a signal to the universe.
And I mean, what about when those problems inevitably pop up?
Okay, so instead of getting stuck in that problem, what if you shifted your focus to finding solutions? Ask yourself, like, what's the absolute best possible outcome here? That shift in perspective, it can really open up new possibilities.
So it all comes back to that spinning coin, right? We're
Right.
choosing which side of the coin we want to see.
Exactly. But, and this is important, it's not just about positive thinking, it's about taking action toward your desired outcome.
Makes sense.
Imagine someone struggling with debt. Okay, so instead of constantly focusing on that lack, what if they started visualizing financial abundance, practicing gratitude for what they do have, and, you know, taking steps to actually increase their income? Over time, that shift in focus, when it's paired with action, can, well, it can create a whole new reality.
This is honestly mind-blowing.
Right?
The observer effect is a powerful reminder that we're not just passive bystanders. We
Yeah.
really can influence our reality.
I know, it's pretty amazing.
I think for me, the big takeaway is this idea that we have so much more power than we realize.
It really is incredible, you know? That power is already there inside each of us. The question is, what will you choose to observe and bring into being?
Such a great question to leave everyone with.
Absolutely.